up. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Carl and Paul sitting in for Rebecca and Brendan for your Friday. And I love a national something, and especially today, it being Friday, kind of, is National Fish and Chips Day.
Oh, you like to have a little treat at the weekend, don't you?
100%.
Oh, you deserve it.
Friday was always the day for fish and chips in my house when we were growing up. This once was a great day where you'd get discounted fish and chips. Do you remember this? Queues out the door for the local chipper.
Yeah.
No more,
and
though.
They used to come in the newspaper.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
One of Ireland's most beloved takeaway families is rallying for the return of National Fish and Chips Day on June 6th. Macari's, a cornerstone of Ireland's chipper tradition, says it's time to bring back the golden ritual. Yep. Of the Friday night fish suppers and the discounts that went with them. I remember this day.
Yeah.
I remember this day for years ago where you wouldn't get a chipper for love nor money because the people would be queuing at the door. You couldn't order online. You couldn't order by the phone because they'd be like, no, we're too busy.
Yeah.
And they'd literally hang up on you. Maria McCarry, who helps run the family business in Kildare, says that National Fish and Chips Day was about more than the battered cod and the golden chips. It was about the tradition.
It was. I love tradition. And even you remember an episode of Dairy Girls where they were fighting over what to get in the chip shop, and then they got banned from the chip shop.
What is your order? Remember that? In
a
chip shop?
Me, I'm very simple. I'm a very plain Jane. Ooh. I am like a cheeseburger and chips.
Are you?
Yeah, or I might get a potato scallop now and again. Or if the mood takes me, Paul.
Go on.
I might get myself a battered sausage.
Oh!
A bit of garlic sauce.
Did you say a potato?
A potato scallop.
What's that now?
Ah, stop.
What's a potato scallop?
A scallop potato. Do you not know what that is?
Just because you say it doesn't mean anything.
It's like a disc of potato that's in batter, and it's the most delicious thing. And they used to be like 40p, 40 cent.
Right.
And they were delicious, yeah. They were lovely.
The next time I frequent a chipper,
get
I must...
get yourself a little scallop.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's lovely. Now, it is also... it was also a big night in London last night. The British Soap Awards were on.
Love the British Soap Awards.
Hosted by Jean McDonald.
Oh, up to ships.
Yeah, she stepped off the cruise ship hosting duties, and she hosted the show last night. Big winners of the night was EastEnders' Steve McFadden, who was recognised for his portrayal as Phil Mitchell.
Phil Mitchell.
Now, I'm not... I used to dip in and out of these things, but I did dip into Phil Mitchell's fantastic performance.
Yes.
I see my fans' performance as Phil Mitchell. He was fantastic.
Yeah, over the Christmas I was watching
bits.
He
really was, and he deserved it. So he got the award for Best Dramatic Performance. EastEnders also clinched Best Single Episode for Phil's Psychosis, which portrayed him having hallucinations of scenes. Did you watch this when they were younger?
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
It was
excellently
so good.
Cast.
You can't take it away from the soaps. It's consistent drama. You don't need to go to Netflix for this. You've got soaps there that
are... No, I mean, you've got them going doing like historic, like back in time, younger versions of themselves. You've got Fair City going missing tea bags. It's just mental.
Me and you need to open a gay bar in Carrickstown. James Stuffy and Paul Ryder open a bar in Carrickstown.
Yes, indeed. Stuffy's hub. Yes, that would be lovely. Coronation Street only managed to nab one award, an outstanding achievement honour for David Nielsen, who played cafe owner Roy Cropper for nearly 30 years. Julie Hedman's Hay, I think I'm pronouncing that right, Hesman's Hay.
Okay.
She played the late Hayley Cropper, who I didn't know Hayley died. Roy's wife was the one to present the Corrie veteran with the award. Isn't that lovely?
You can't beat a good awards show, especially when it's the soaps and it's Jean McDonald.
That's it. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Bit. 98 FM. It is time for Brendan's Bit, and the wonderful Paul Ryder is in for Bren this Friday. What have you got coming up?
Well, a dog owner from Manchester has found a very unusual way to make his pug behave himself, right?
Yeah.
There's plenty of ways. You have a dog. I have two dogs. Trying to get them to behave themselves can be a bit of a...
Oh, they're setting their ways. My Milo is setting his ways.
100%. And whether it's walking the dog or just basics as house training, you know, the reward-based training is probably the best technique. So you're kind of like, right, sit... paw, da 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 da. But Harvey Grady instead calls on one of his favourite singers.
Harvey, the dog?
Huh?
That's the dog's name.
No, the owner's name is Harvey. Harvey's only 16, right? He's got a pet pug called Archie, who's mostly well behaved, but on occasion can, you know, as they all do, can decide to be a bit naughty. Said he deploys the technique when he's trying to pee in the house or if he bites or he's ripped up something. So he's found this kind of cute way to stop the dog from doing anything.
Right.
So I'd say, stop it, or dad's coming, or something along those lines. No. Harvey turns to the dog and says, right, I'm going to tell Dolly Parton. And the dog just stops, and he plays 9 to 5, and the dog will immediately just stop and kind of cower back. There is a video online. Yeah. If you Google it, you'll find the video.
Oh, I'd love a big gay dog.
I don't even think he kind of looks like a gay dog. He just looks like a dog who... It's like we used to say, oh, I'll tell Nana, and the dog would cower off. Now he just says, I'll tell Dolly Parton.
Okay.
So in the video, you can see he's putting the technique to the test with Doggy Parton. Six-year-old pug Archie. He leaps up onto the bed, starts to play fight. He's biting the finger, and his dad says, I'll tell Dolly Parton. And the pooch suddenly stops. I'm kind of so obsessed with that.
What if your dog could tell you, what kind of music do you think they would be into?
I think, due to the fact that it's forced down my dog's necks, I think musical theatre is probably the key.
Yeah.
Like if they hear
Run No More.
If they hear Death Becomes Her the musical one more time, I think they're absolutely
going to lose. What a soundtrack. If you haven't listened to that, by the way, you got to go listen to it.
It is very good. Yeah. Elsewhere, a tube evader was caught in the act after he racked up more than £3,500 in unpaid tickets. He admitted he was using a card that a friend had given him for more than a year after being stopped by TfL inspectors at Surrey Quays. The card had no money on it, but for some reason, the ticket barriers just kept accepting it every time. He was then able to push the exit gates open at stations without ever paying a penny.
Is that not really their fault?
That's their fault. Yeah. This is the thing. So this is all part of a new programme for Channel 5, of course it is, called Fair Dodgers at War with the Law. It airs on a Monday. He was taken in for questioning, and the TfL staff showed him that he owes €3,573 for over 500 journeys in a year. Yeah. There's no fear of God. I haven't been on the Lewis in a very, very long time.
No.
But there's no fear of God when the Lewis inspector is coming towards you and you know you had a ticket, but all of a sudden you can't find.
Dressed like a stormtrooper from Star Wars.
Literally,
I don't know where they get their uniforms from.
Literally. But maybe that's why I'm terrified. And they're bigger than a house
half
the time. Like these big, massive, gigantic Robocops coming towards you looking for a little bit of paper. Absolutely terrifies me. So another story in that show that's for Channel 5. So somebody had 20,000 tickets that he had not paid for in his commute from Surrey to Waterloo over the course of like a very, very long period of time. How they get away with it, I will never know. Would I ever try it myself? No, I don't think so.
But you don't have to, unless you leave your keys in your car again or forget them at home or...
I'm too much of a law-abiding citizen. Like, I can't.
You're not a bit of a rebel?
I'm definitely not a rebel. Like, even going one stop, I'd probably get off.
Yeah, see, I used to do that when I was in school on the bus. If I went like too far, I'd be like, I'm going to get caught now. I'm going to get thrown off the bus. My life is over.
I know lads who give like their friends' names for fines, and then the fines get sent to the friends' names. Don't do that, by the way. I'm not condoning that action whatsoever.
No, that's silly. Well, look, thank you very much
for that wonderful
update, Mr. Paul Ryder, about Fair Dodgers.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Chaotic Kings. We hope someone wins. Loads of prizes.
98 FM.
Welcome to our game of Matchy Matchy. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win yourself some fabulous prizes.
Everything in your life will be sparkling with this brand new power washer.
Enjoy a smoothie with a new Nutri Bullet.
And answer your door with a Ring doorbell.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
I love the way it says Nutri Bullet.
Nutri Bullet. It's like Moira Rose.
It is a little bit. Well, playing Matchy Matchy this morning, we have the wonderful Lauren on the line. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, you sound like you're in great form for a Friday, Lauren.
Oh, sure, it's Friday and we're playing Matchy Matchy.
This is true. Come here, you're on some AL from work, are you?
I am indeed, yes.
Lovely.
It's my second week, so back to it next week.
And what's the plans of the weekend? Are you going to reset before you have to go back to work, or what's the story?
Yeah, I'll probably do a full reset because I was on holidays last week, and the whole this week has really been just a reset. I nearly need a holiday after that holiday, you know what I mean?
I'll hear you.
And can I ask you, when you play along with Matchy Matchy in the car or at home, how do you do? Are you good at it?
I'm quite good. So we usually play it, like I drop my partner to work and then I drop my daughter to school. We all kind of play it in the car. And we're pretty good.
Is she with you today or are you on your own?
No, Riley's beside me here,
Good morning, Riley. Right, now, who would you like to play with this morning, Lauren? Would you like to play with myself or would you like to play with Paul?
Who would we play with? Oh. Play with him. Oh, we'll play with yourself, please.
We're playing me? All right, I'm going to the booth. Okay.
All right. Ta-ta, my darling. I'll see you later, my love. Oh, my goodness. Lauren, you've chosen Carl to play Matchy Matchy for the Friday. Right. Carl's got off to the booth. I have the words that we need.
Amazing.
Lauren, your first word for Matchy Matchy is face.
Face?
F-A-C-E. Face.
Face mask.
Face mask. You were quick off the mark with that one. Second word, burger.
Burger King.
Burger King. And your third word, David.
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 Like the name.
The name David, yes. These ones always, whenever it's a name, it always does stump people, I have to say.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Take a second to think about it. David.
David. Why is David Attenborough coming to mind? David Attenborough.
David Attenborough. Okay, so locking these in. Face mask, Burger King, and David Attenborough. Am I correct?
Yeah.
You're going to lock them in. Okay, they're locked in. In you come. Come on back in. How was that booth for you? Did you get your coffee?
Last I was in it. It's lovely. Rebecca left some lovely Greek tzatziki there from yesterday. It's nice. Right, the pressure, the stress. Okay.
Okay, Carly, you ready?
I'm ready.
Your first word for Matchy Matchy of a Friday, face.
Time.
Your second word, burger.
King.
And your third word, David.
Beckham.
Beckham.
I was going to say Hasselhoff for some reason.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, do you remember him?
Have you matched?
Have I matched?
Three words with Lauren.
No! Flip. I'm sorry, Lauren. What did I get?
I'm surprised I didn't think of David Beckham first.
Like, did you not? Because he's just been knighted as well. He's been knighted this week or next week.
The names always do stump people. Yeah. So for face, Lauren said mask, you said time. For burger, you both said king.
Well, I mean, Lauren, we got one right.
We got one.
You know?
And for David, Lauren said David Attenborough. And you said David Beckham.
Well, that just tells what type of people we both are, Lauren, doesn't it?
Lauren, thank you so much for playing. For entering, we will send you out a 98FM goodie bag for you and Riley. Thank you so much for playing.
Have a great day,
Matchy.
Guys. Thanks so much,
thanks.
Guys. Have a great day. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. If you want to play Matchy Matchy, all you've got to do is drop the text Matchy to 087-798-9898.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.